Welcome back to Cleo Car and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parshas Shmini, we have the discussion of all the things that we're allowed to eat and not allowed to eat, different animals, different categories of animals, and then certain animals that will transmit tumah, ritual impurity, and some that do not. And we have at the end, very end of the Parsha, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Mem Hei, Torah says, Ki ani Hashem hama'aleh eschem me'etzraim, for I am Hashem who raises you from the land of Egypt, Lios lechem le'elokim, to be for you a god, v'yisem kadoshim, you're going to be holy, ki kadosh ani, because I am holy. And Kliak over here says, he starts by quoting Rashi, so I guess we really have to start with Rashi. So Rashi over here says, ki ani Hashem ha'ma'ale, so he says, b'kulun k'suv hotseisi, we're used to the concept of yitzias mitzrayim, of the leaving, the exodus from Egypt. Hashem says, v'hotseisi, I will take you out. Then Hashem says, I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's what we say in Shema. That's what we're used to. So v'kan ha'ma'ale, why does it say over here, I take you up out of Mitzrayim? Now it's not uncommon. We're familiar with the concept of aliyah leregel, going to Eretz, up to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tovim, the concept of making aliyah. So it's not strange to refer to going to Israel as going up. But why over here being brought up out of Mitzrayim? This is not the term we typically see. And Rashi quotes If the only reason that I would have taken them up out of Mitzrayim would be for this one reason alone, that they should not become contaminated with shiratzim, with crawling creatures like the nations of the world, dayinu. It would be enough for me, it would be enough for them, that would be worth it. Umal yusa hi gabayu, and it's like an elevation, it's a maila, it's something positive regarding them. Have a lashon hama'ala, that's why it's called bringing them up, because it's a great maila, it's something elevated about them. So Kliyakar says, it's hard to understand, why did Rashi choose this mitzvah out of all the other mitzvahs? Now, of course, it's not really Rashi. Rashi's quoting Chazal, but Kliyakar calls on Rashi because Rashi sort of quotes it. He says, why this mitzvah? What is unique about the prohibition of becoming contaminated through Sharatzim, that this alone would be worth Yitzias Mitzrayim? Some big mila. And he also says that, yes, there's kamashinui, many changes between the psukim, right? Because we have the term hasheretz hashoreitz. Hasheretz, that is shoreitz. You know, what kind of hasheretz is going to do what hasheretz does. It's sheretz is shoreitz. And then we also have hasheretz haromeis. These are similar terms that the psuk uses in different places, that it sheretz crawls, it swarms, it teems, whatever it is, different terms. And he explains that haromes al eretz davuk biyosi v'karka. So really, the term romes, right? Sometimes it says a sheretz is shoretz, and sometimes it's romes. Romes is really implies being closer to the ground, where it doesn't, kind of like where it's like, you know, crawling on its belly, something like what a snake does, or a worm, or maybe lower insects, not as noticeable as shoretz, which is maybe something like something more like rodents. But he says, why is it that sometimes it says shoretz and sometimes it says romes? Why is there a difference? And in particular, he says, it says tuma in the context of being romes. That if it's romes, you don't become tame. It should never lo sitamu asnaf shoseichem, that you should not become contaminated with the sheretz that is shoretz. That is romes. But regarding the sheretz that is shoreitz, it says v'lo sishaktsu esnaf shoseichem. Don't make yourselves disgusting. You're making yourselves abominable. So he asks again this second question. Sometimes we see a sheretz being romes, and sometimes it's shoreitz. And when it's romes, it says don't be contaminated like tuma. And by the sheretz being shoreitz, it says don't become disgusting about tishaktsu regarding those. So Kliyakar explains that whatever is closer to the ground is going to be it's a lower level. It's more materialistic. It's more physical. It's more something we want to distance ourselves from. If the less air there is between the animal and the ground, that's a lower level. And he says that we have an animal that's completely, its stomach is completely on the ground, what we would call from these psukim, a sheretz being romes al haaretz, its being right to connect. So what's it looking at? It's looking at the ground. It's connected to the ground. It's seeing where it came from, because of course animals come from the ground. We see by creation, and Chazal speak about this at length, and Kliyakar does as well. So Chazal referenced this at this point, and Kliyakar speaks about it at length there, that the animals, their physical matter comes from the physical earth, right? Of course, Adam comes from Adama as well, but all the animals, it comes from the earth, and these shratzim come from the earth. And when an animal is closely connected to the earth, it's not even lifted up a little bit, so it's looking more at its source, and it's even more physical and a lower level. And he says that that's why the animals are these insects, these bugs, the shiratzim that are closer to the earth are on a lower level, and that's why tuma is mentioned in their context. That the things that are on a little bit of a higher level, the things that are also shiratzim, but they're only show rates on the ground. So it's disgusting, and you will make yourself disgusting by eating them, and it's usher to eat them, but you're not going to actually transmit tumah. It's not going to have that impact. But if it's romes alar, it's so connected to the ground, it's dragging itself along the ground, that is a lower level, and that will actually transmit tumah. Kliyakar says, why is it that Hashem made people people that are ba'ad she'ain? Well, he asks it like this: why is it that ain ha'adam holich al arba? Why is it that humans walk on all fours? Really, what else walks on two legs? Gorillas, they can stand on two legs. They walk on their knuckles. Even kangaroos, they can stand on their hind legs, which are much bigger. But when they walk, they actually put their front legs in front, that things that look like hands, but they use them as legs. Humans walk on two legs. What's pshat? Kliyakar says that humans come from two places, right? A part of us, and half and half, but he says chetzio, but part of us comes from the earth, right? Hashem took Adam from Adama, from earth. There's physical matter to us. And then, of course, Hashem, v'yipach v'apav, nishmas chayim, Hashem breathed the breath of life into us, that our neshama, our soul. So part of us is heavenly, part of us is physical. So we have two legs on the ground, but we also have the rest of our bodies pointing upwards, especially when we raise our hands to heaven, our bodies pointing upwards, because we're also looking to our spiritual source, where we're in between these two worlds. When someone takes part in eating these animals, though, especially ones that are closer to the earth, they're bringing themselves down and making themselves focus more on the physicality that they come from, and that contaminates them. Kliyakar says that this is what's going on in Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is a makom namoch. It's a lowly place. In Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say in the Gemara in Zvachim, Nundal, that Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all lands. So Hashem is saying, in order to distance you from this physicality and from the earth, I'm going to bring you out of this low place and bring you up to a place where, or over there in the low place where the air, he says, rules, is not able to get in, but I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, to a higher up place. I'm going to be, therefore, Ma'ale Eschem. I'm going to bring you up from the lowliness of Mitzrayim, from the lowliness of earthiness, the lowliness of Shratzim, that are show rates, and even Romis al arts. I'm going to bring you out of that and up from that and elevate you. And that's why it's this mitzvah in particular, because it's this fundamental concept of disconnecting from being so earthy and being involved in heavenly matters and thinking about where your neshama comes from and connecting to that. He concludes with a couple of very interesting points about other foods that we eat. He says, "V'atam shchita yochiach." Shchita will prove everything you need to know. He says, "What's the point of shchita? Shchita comes to remove this very physical tuma that's in an animal." That animals, let's say kosher animals, cows, sheep, these are physical animals that come from the earth. But what happens? The shechita comes in and removes that. He doesn't elaborate. I guess you could say it's the disconnecting of the head, I guess the highest up part of the animal, and disconnecting it from the rest of the body. And that's something that's going to achieve a rectification, maybe. I'm speculating just based on the few words he says, that it helps you disconnect the head, and then you're able to, then the rest of the body was elevated through shechita, and you're able to eat it. He says, though, aval dagim, but fish that Chazal say were formed from the water, that Mayim is Shemakorim Tahara. Mayim is a place, a source of purity. Of course, we use Mayim for water for purification. So this is Einat Shinchen Shchita Klal. That's why we don't need, by fish at all, you don't need Shchita. You can take a fish right out of the water, take a bite. You don't need to do Shchita because fish don't come from the earth. They come from water, which is something that is intrinsically pure. And he says that birds, which was formed notru min harakak, it's kind of like a mix, an eruv of afaramayim. Chazal say that birds came partially from water, partially from earth. It's like a mixture. So that's why the requirements for shchita, it's simen echod. There's the requirements of by shchita are less strict, less imposing by birds than by other animals. Because of this, that they naturally are less earthy and more watery or more pure intrinsically, and therefore they don't require shchita to the same extent. And then he concludes with a point of that, you know, you might think that there's something funny about water, that water is purification, but also water is required for machshirin in order to make something susceptible. Foods, it only becomes susceptible to tumah if it came in contact with water, and he connects that to the paradox of the paraduma, or maybe the paradox of the paraduma, and he says he'll explain it in Parshas Chukas, that regarding being matame, the tahorim, and being matahar, the tameim, and it's that same theme. But just more basically, what we're saying over here is really amazing, that the physicality and connection to the earth is what is tumah, and the animals that are closest to it, the shiratzim, and what's even lower are the shiratzim that are romes and not that are shorates, that are very much connected to the earth. And through shchita, we can the animals that need shchita, not fish, which are from water, but the animals that need shchita, that you do shchita and it disconnects the head from the rest of the body, and that's removing this tumah that comes from being earthy and being connected to physicality. And you don't need that by birds, because to the same extent, because birds are partially from a pure source. But it's important to remember that this is the mala. This is a mala eschem. Hashem says, I'm taking you up out of Mitzrayim. I'm taking you to an elevated place. And the elevated place is where you're thinking about Hashem, where you're more connected to Hashem. You're looking towards Shemayim, your upper body. Humans don't walk on all fours. We stand on our feet. We're attached to the ground. We live in this world. We have to be connected to this world. But of course, our bodies is pointing upwards to Shemayim. Our hands, hopefully, are out raised to Shemayim, thinking about heavenly pursuits, thinking about the Maila, thinking about Eretz Yisrael. You know, Chazal say that the Yisrael Machkim, that it wisens a person because it has this air, it has this openness, it's this elevated place, a place of Aliyah. And we should be able to. Sorry, I think it disconnected just before the bracha, but we should be zocha to take this to heart, especially as we're entering Parshas HaChodesh. We're entering a time where we're getting ready for Yetzias Mitzrayim, for Pesach in Nisan. We're thinking about what Pesach is about, and what it's about is being Ma'ala Eschem, elevating Klal Yisrael to a point where they're thinking about Hashem, they're able to connect to Hashem, they're able to conclude the Seder of Echad Elokeinu Sheba Shamayim V'aretz, that we're thinking about Hashem in Shamayim, that we're thinking about heavenly thoughts, and that hopefully impacts Hashem Ba'aretz, that how we live our lives in this world to be able to elevate it.